Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring and my fine wife, Bev, on a special assignment today. Many people want success to be convenient and instantaneous. If possible, they'd probably like to have an app on their smartphone or be able to order it on the internet with free overnight shipping. But it doesn't work that way. There's a process to being successful, and being faithful is one of the major keys. I want you to write down this next statement that I'm going to make. Get it embedded in your mental hard drive, engrafted in your spirit, available for instant recall. Here it is. If you're not faithful with what you've got, that's all you'll ever need. Let me say it again. If you're not faithful with what you've got, that's all you'll ever get. If you're not faithful where you are with what you've got, you'll never arrive in any other destination than where you are, frankly, at the moment. If you're not faithful where you are with what you've got, it'll take more than MapQuest for you to ever find your way out of mediocrity. If you're not faithful where you are with what you've got, you'll never have to worry about your future success because you'll never find it. If you're not faithful where you are with what you've got, you'll never hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." If you're not faithful where you are with what you've got, then he will never reveal to you secret riches and hidden treasures. Here are seven keys to being faithful and successful. First, our Heavenly Father is faithful to perform what he's promised. 1 Corinthians 1:9, New Living Translation. God will do this, for he's faithful to do what he says. And he's invited in you into, And he's invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Great scripture. God is so faithful that he expects us to be faithful as well. If we're made in his image and after his likeness, and we are, according to Genesis 1:26, then we should be doing what he does. If he's faithful to do what he says, then so should we be. Number two, being faithful is a choice. Psalm 119:30, New Living Translation. I have chosen to be faithful. I have determined to live by your regulations. Make no mistake about it. Being faithful is a choice, and God is wanting us to make the right choice. He's even sending his message just to make sure that we get it. Jeremiah 35:12, Message Bible. Why won't you learn your lesson? I've gone to a lot of trouble to get your attention, and you've ignored me. I sent prophet after prophet to you, all of them my servants, to tell you from early morning to late at night to change your life, make a clean break with your evil past, and do what is right. Third, God is faithful to forgive our sins. 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified. If we freely admit that we've sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. The King James Version of 1 John 1:9 says it this way. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We receive forgiveness for our sins, and we forgive others their sins toward us. Some people ask, why should I forgive this person? What if this person isn't willing to seek forgiveness? See, the Lord commands us to forgive. release the offense and the offender to him. This is done in prayer, prayer to the Lord. See, he recognizes these situations in Romans 12:9, the Living Bible. Dear friends, never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God, for he has said that he will repay those who deserve it. Don't take the law into your own hands. When you've been wronged, you know you did nothing to deserve such harsh treatment from the offender. You might think of retaliation. Retaliation or revenge is not the right course of action. You no longer dwell on the offense when you relinquish forgiveness, allowing God to take care of the vengeance in a fair, just, and appropriate manner. Fourth, faithful stewardship produces success. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2. Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. If we don't understand stewardship, we can't understand the Christian life and how to walk effectively in God's divine provision for us. The simple definition of a steward is someone who manages someone else's property. Truthfully, I think we need to dig a little deeper on that. The Greek word for steward, according to Strong's Concordance, means the manager of a household or of household affairs. Manager, superintendent, whether freeborn or, as was usually the case, a freedman or a slave, to whom the head of the house or the proprietor has entrusted the management of his affairs, the care of receipts and expenditures, and the duty of dealing out the proper portion to every servant, and even to the children not yet of age. Wow. We need to make no mistake. God is not looking for any below average or even average stewards among his children. He's looking for believers who understand and practice faithfulness, integrity, and excellence. The New Living Translation of 1 Corinthians 4:2 says it this way. Now a person who's put in charge as a manager must be faithful. The Greek word for faithful is defined as persons who show themselves diligent in the transaction of business, the execution of commands, or the discharge of official duties. And it comes from a root word that means to make friends of, to win one's favor, to gain one's goodwill, or to seek to win one, strive to please one. Well, think about that. Fifth, we're deemed faithful when we do what he desires. 1 Samuel 2:35, New Living Translation. Then I will raise up a faithful priest who will serve me and do what I desire. I will establish his family and they will be priests to my anointed kings forever. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 3. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 3, New Living Translation. Remember, O Lord, I've always been faithful to you, have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you. Then he broke down and wept bitterly. These are powerful thoughts of Hezekiah in this verse. Something God wants us to get and understand, because that same verse is repeated again in Isaiah 38:3, New Living Translation. Remember, O Lord, how I've always been faithful to you, have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you. Then he broke down and wept bitterly. I think God wants us to get that. Six, we're faithful when we do what we promise to do. The best way to have an excellent reputation is to be known and spoken of as a person who keeps his word. Faithful to do what he's promised to do. I'm not saying that faithfulness to your word will always be easy. It will not be. Nehemiah 9:8, New Living Translation. Think about this. When he had proved himself faithful, you made a covenant with him to give him and his descendants the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and all the other sites. Goes on to say, and you have done what you promised, for you're always true to your word. 2 Chronicles 31:20-21. 2 Chronicles 30:20-21. Classic Amplified. Hezekiah did this throughout all Judah, and he did what was good, right, and faithful before the Lord his God. In every good work he began in the service of the house of God, in keeping with the law and the commandments to seek his God, inquiring of and yearning for him, he did with all his heart, and he prospered. Faithfulness is a habit that leads to success. 7th, success comes to the faithful. We must be faithful because he's faithful, and he expects us to be faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9, New Living Translation. God will do this, for he's faithful to do what he says, and he's invited you into partnership with his son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I needed to read that again. If we're made in the image and likeness, and we are, as we said earlier, then we should be doing what he does. If he's faithful to do what he says, then our goal should be to do as he says to do. Now, being faithful, it's a choice. A choice. And it's a choice that you make every day. Every day. Psalm 119:30. New Living Translation. I have chosen to be faithful. I have determined to live by your regulations. God wants us to make the right choice, starting today. Today. I have chosen to be faithful. See, it's a choice. It's a choice we make. I have determined to live by your regulations. And we start that today. If we messed up, fess up, get up, so you can move on. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.